This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Joan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson will just dribble it out, and the Valley will run deep for at least one more game as the Drake Bulldogs, the 11 seed, knock off the 6 seed, Missouri, 67-57.
In the NCAA tournament, and the highlight courtesy of True TV, Drake of the Missouri Valley Conference was the best team in the conference this year, beats Mizzou. So Mizzou is out of the tournament. We have SIUE being beaten yesterday as well. They are out of the tournament. The Fighting Illini will play tonight. 8:45 is their game. They go against Xavier, and we've got our guy Mike Claiborne joining us as we are less than a week away from spring training. A lot of sports are going on right now, Claibs.
Yeah, you think about what's going on in spring training. You have the tournament. The Blues are fighting for a playoff spot. The NBA playoffs are just around the corner. Yeah, this is a fun time of the year. You know, the Masters is up in the month of April. So one of my favorite times.
Claib, since we just played that Mizzou clip, Mizzou getting knocked out by Drake, were you surprised? Were you expecting Mizzou to push forward a little bit further in the tournament, or did you see Drake as being a massive obstacle?
Well, you know, I was one of the few that thought that Missouri would handle Drake. John Rooney and I had this conversation a couple of days ago about, you know, he'd seen Drake, and I'd seen them, but I didn't think they could handle Missouri. Yeah, I didn't think they could score. But when you look back, I mean, basketball is just not something we're good at in the state of Missouri. I mean, we've never won.
That's so sad.
We've never won a national championship, never been to a Final Four. And this goes over generations, okay? This isn't like one coach who couldn't win the big one. This is just who we are. Whether it's Missouri, whether it's St. Louis U. I mean, Illinois has been to the Final Four before, but we've never won anything.
You know, okay.
And, you know, you just kind of like shrug your shoulders and just say, okay, I know it's going to happen. Just let me know when.
I've never heard anyone put it that way, that the state of Missouri is just not very good at basketball.
It's a real defeatist attitude.
Now, on the other side of the coin, we're really good at high school basketball. Like, Incarnate Word won another championship last night. So we have that figured out. It's just grades 12 and beyond we just can't figure out.
I would like us to be better at grades 12 and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, I guess grade 13.
I always told my students, never trust any adult who peaked in high school.
You
do not want to peak in high school.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, it's something that it's frustrating. Because, you know, you watch the game and you're saying, man, why aren't they doing this? And, you know, as a coach, you can only do so much. I mean, you know, they obviously had a game plan. They knew what Drake was going to do, but you know, you can single out half a dozen things on why they didn't win, but, you know, but it's one of those things that I'm used to it. I don't really get excited or upset at it.
Yeah.
And you know what else? That game could have been a whole lot worse, too, late, because they were, you know, Drake was up like 10, 12, and they were still, they were missing free throws.
So they cut it to one. And they just couldn't get it going after that. And, you know, you just said, well, here we go. You know, and whether it's the first round, well, we wouldn't know what the Final Four looks like. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's all has kind of run together. And like I said, it's frustrating, disappointing. You know, and SLU has been the same way. I mean, they reached the NIT finals a couple of times, but. And they won the NIT in 1948. None of us were around for that one. But
that's when the NIT was the big one.
Yeah, that was when they were hot stuff. And, yeah. And now it's just, you know, just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, well, I don't even say we'll get them next year. I just say, let's just, whatever.
Whatever.
Claims.
I just say, you know, whatever.
I'm entertained by the game. Don't get me wrong. I like the play. I like what they do, and some nights they're really good. But at the end, didn't we all sign up to one day be part of a championship? Kind of like the end goal.
Well, hey,
when you don't, and I don't expect you to win in every year, just win one year.
I like Ronge. I think using that tagline of whatever, it should be the Chicago White Sox. Whatever.
Like, well, that's their perpetual slogan.
That's what I'm thinking of with the whatever.
But I think, you know, if you're Mizzou, you're in the SEC, you've got, you know, you've had years in the past, maybe it's been sort of distant, where you're a legit Elite Eight Final Four contending team. You should be in a national title conversation at some point, maybe not the favorite, but at least in that conversation, if Illinois can get to a championship game, I mean, again, 20 years ago, still, both of these teams should be able every now and then to compete for a title.
Yeah, I think just tell you how hard it is to get that far. There's a lot of schools that share the winless title like SLU and St. Louis, Mizzou do,
yeah.
Who've never been there. So it's not like, you know, you're picking on just one school or two schools. There's a lot of schools that say, yeah, you know, we haven't been there either. But because they're in our backyard, we're more familiar with them. And, you know, you want them to do better. I don't think there's anyone that doesn't want them to do better. But, man, when it happens and they go home, you're just like, well, okay. You know, you knew it was going to happen at some point. And again, you know, you think about the great players. And we've had some really good coaches who come through here. And it's always something. And last night it was something else.
Well, Klabes, first of all, before we move on to baseball, because that's the thing that's about to happen here very soon, a listener wanted to remind us that the St. Louis Hawks won an NBA title in 1958. So that's good.
Yeah, but I thought the subject was college basketball.
It is. Well, you said after 12th grade.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, if he wants to own, hey, listen, take it. It was Bob Pitt scored 50 in game 7.
All right, so let's do this, Klabes. We are less than a week away from the opener. The Cardinals will open on next Thursday, and we're going to have a whole day of broadcasting going on. So as we are 6 days away from that, how you feeling?
I feel better than I did a week ago. The reason why I say that is the team is starting to come together. You know, the pitching has been solid. We've had some guys starting to swing the bat a little bit better. We're seeing more consistent lineups. So I'm feeling better about our direction. Now, there's still work to do, and we have these last few games that you want to kind of keep things refined. There's still a couple of roster issues you want to address. But I feel better than maybe a week and a half ago, where I was just like, okay, what are we doing here? Because no one was hitting. We weren't hitting in situations. The pitching's been consistent. You know, it's good until you bring in the minor league guys, and we expect that. And I think I shared that with you all before, that when you get to a certain part in the game and you start running the minor league guys out there, and they're just not as good, and just quite frankly, they're just not ready. So the games get slower, get sloppier. But we've been playing our regulars a lot more, and the games have been very good. So I feel good. I like what Wilson Contreras is continuing to do. Alec Burleson swinging the bat better. Mason Wynn, he's nursing a wrist injury, but he'll be ready to go for opening day. And then you have some other people that are starting to kind of catch everyone's eye. Victor Scott II is doing well, staying consistent. That's going to be a tough decision to make on who's going to play center field, because, you know, you have this log jam in the outfield and at second base. So how Ollie manages that, well, that's why he's a manager and I'm not. So I think in his case, it'd be more matchup situations against certain pitchers that they feel like they can have more of a win for. But that's why he is who he is, and I respect his decisions. I may not always agree with him, but he'll give me a reason on why he went with it. He's not a guy that is insulted or just disappointed that you might question why he did it. He'll give you a good answer, and then you can say, okay, I get it. And then there are times where we would disagree, and he'd say, you're almost right, you know, but so we have fun with it. So yeah. I'm looking forward to watching them manage that roster.
All right, Klabes, a week from yesterday is the opener. The Cardinals play the Twins at home, and you and I, starting next week, next Friday, will be part of the Gas House Gang, our sports show that goes 12 to 1 every day. We'll have a series of co-hosts with me, Tom Ackerman, Bernie Miklas, you. So we are looking forward to that. So 12 to 1 starting next week, the Gas House Gang here on KMOX. We'll talk to you, first of all, opening day, Klabes, and then again on Friday.
Can't wait. It's going to be a great week. I'm looking forward to having good weather and seeing a lot of Cardinal fans come out. And I would just say to everybody, give it a chance. I didn't see anything that was glaring. And I'll ask you guys this question before we get off. As you look at free agency, and I know people say, well, you know, you didn't spend any money. Aside from a person like Juan Soto or Corbin Burnes, where you weren't going to spend that kind of money, who would you have liked to have had to be on this team right now? This offseason, because it was kind of thin with regard to teams that can help, players that can help you. So who would you like to have? And let's give it a chance and see where it goes.
All right, Klabes, it's a good question to ask. I think most people thought they were going to subtract more than they did as opposed to add. So that might be the answer, but it is it's a good question, and we're going to be paying attention. So we'll talk to you next week, Klabes. Thanks again.
Nope.
The cell phone monster. Got Mike Claiborne, part of the Cardinals broadcast team. Again, there is a game today. We go for another few minutes here, and then they play the Astros at 12:05. You'll hear some spring training baseball. A couple of things to get out of the way. First of all, one more pair of tickets to see live and
Collective Soul.
That's right. Collective Soul, July 17th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We need caller number
6
to the contest line at 955-1120, 955-1120. That's a 314 number. So this is our final pair of tickets to give away for that.
Very exciting. And the next time you hear us, it will be.
Well, hold on. We have one more thing to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you're always so out of order. You're out of order. We need to tell you about the First Pitch Breakfast.
Okay.
And Kegs and Eggs, opening day. That is Thursday of next week. We are inside Ballpark Village at Cardinals Nation this time, usually out on the street. But this time around, we have to do it indoors. We don't have to. We are doing it indoors at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. I don't think there are any. There might be some tickets left for Kegs and Eggs. You can look into it at KMOX.com/events. But prior to that, there are tables still available for purchase for the First Pitch Breakfast. It goes from 8 until 10:30. Vince Coleman will be there telling stories off the air. So
that's the thing.
That's very
could
important.
Buy a table, go to the First Pitch Breakfast. Then when you're done, go tailgate and listen to the broadcast at Kegs and Eggs.
Yep.
But the first pitch breakfast, the only way to hear Vince Coleman stories is to be there. Buy a ticket.
And you can purchase tables for 2, 4, 6, I believe 5 and 8. I mean, there are all kinds of options for you, and there are still tables available. Right now, there is a 20% discount. So that will be, if you go to KMOX.com/events and you type in the code KMOX, yep, then you will you'll get that nice little 20% discount.
Plus,
you get bottomless mimosas,
yeah,
Budweiser, food. There's food that is part of this.
And 2 tickets to Saturday's game.
That's right. The Cardinals will play Saturday afternoon against the Twins. You get a pair of tickets for that, too. So
okay,
it's a really great deal. KMOX.com/events. Don't forget the promo code KMOX. And this is for the first pitch breakfast with Vince Coleman, hosted by Tom Ackerman. That will be really, really cool.
A lot of fun. And now, the cool thing that we get to say, which is the very next time. The next time you listen to the Chris and Amy Show, one, it will start at 9 a.m.
Yeah, you got to get up earlier.
Two, it will be on 104.1 FM. KMOX is making the switch. They're pulling the switch. That's right.
That's right.
To 104.
It's more of a lever.
FM. It's a lever.
Is it a lever?
Lever. Lever.
Okay.
Anyway, we're very excited about it. It's the switch happens at midnight, right?
Yeah, so Sunday night into Monday. So if you tune in at 11.
I kind of want to tune in.
I do too.
Because I feel like it's going to be like Y2K.
It's like the ball dropping in
it is.
New York.
100 years. It took 100 years for us to get on FM, but we're finally there.
Yeah, there was a side signal or something. There was like KMOX FM,
that
but it's not the
count.
Same.
It's not the same.
The full, yeah, the station.
Yep.
This station will be on 104.1 FM on Monday.
And next time you listen to us, we will be on FM. We will be on 9 a.m. to noon.
That's right.
And then Chris Ranji will be the host of the Gas House Gang from noon to 1.
12 to 1. We're going to have all kinds of people involved. Tom Ackerman, Mike Claiborne, Bernie Miklas, so on and so forth. John Rooney. It's going to be awesome. We hope you listen in. So, as Amy said, 9 to noon on Monday, the Chris and Amy Show will be with you. Anything you missed is on the Odyssey app right now. We love you. Have a great weekend.